As I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, today is the Good Shepherd Sunday, and you can hear from the Gospel, the Lord Jesus declares himself the shepherd. And if you look at the Gospel, the writer of the Gospel, John, packed so much information, so much lesson into that very little passage. The Lord Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me." That alone has given us the relationship. And Jesus is building this relationship up. And it will the whole thing will conclude with, "The Father and I are one." What is he trying to do here? He's gathering us together and bringing us to this particular central message, "The Father and I are one." The sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. My dear friends in Christ, the Lord Jesus presents here to us the caring God by calling himself the Good Shepherd, by calling himself a shepherd. He presents the image that the people had already known, the image of a shepherd caring for the sheep. He presents something that they all are very familiar with, because they had been dealing with shepherds. They know what it means to be a shepherd, and of course to be a good one. And then when the Lord presents himself here as the Good Shepherd, we then become the flock. And who are these people that he is catering for? Who are these people that he is so interested in? Those who hear his voice and those who follow him. And what does he do with these people? "I give them eternal life." The reason you and I became Christians, were baptized, were to join this great family. And once you are baptized into this family, you become a sheep in his pasture. And he cares for you. It has become his responsibility to care for you. And no one can take them out of my hand. That is what he has said. And you know, you can see yourself sitting right here in the church, listening to me here, that there is somebody who cares so much for you to the point that he will not allow anything to happen to you. But then now, the question is, what if I decide to listen to hear the voice of some other person, to hear the voice of friends instead of that of God, the one I'm following? What if I decide to hear the voice of money, wealth? What if I decide to hear the voice of cultural or political ideology, and therefore I trample on the voice of this one calling me? Then you can see it would mean then I will not follow him. If I don't follow him, then he may not give me eternal life. And something else may take me out of the hand of God. No one can take them out of my hand. So what is he telling us here? If you listen to his voice, if you hear him, you follow him, you can be rest assured that nothing will take you out of his hands. That is what he has told us. And not just taking, not just caring so much for you, but he brings you into this family by telling us now that the Father and I are one. So if you become one with him, then logically you become one with the Father. When he was doing the Eucharistic discourse, talking about the bread of life, he who eats my body and drinks my blood remain in me and I in him. You see the relationship now. He's building a family, and the family all belong to God because he himself is in God. So my dear friends in Christ, by celebrating this Good Shepherd Sunday, the church brings us this mind, teaches us that we all belong to God. And not just any ordinary God, but the God, the Father who cares, who listens to his people. The important thing here is for you to listen to his voice. My sheep hear my voice. In this age of a lot of things clamoring for our ears, the media, internet, all these things around us, they want to push themselves into our minds. You need to listen to his voice. And of course, when you go to the book of prophet Isaiah, Isaiah described this man as somebody who does not shout. You do not hear his voice out in the streets. He talks to you in your heart. The Lord Jesus addresses you right in your heart. Now, when you get up in the morning, you know that there was somebody who protected you, who took care of you all through the night, and you make a sign of the cross and thank God for the good night that you have slept, and then that he has woken you up again this very morning and given you a new day. Then you start talking to him, handing over the whole day to him. And then you take time to listen to him. He directs you. Read the scriptures, a little passage of the scriptures, and he talks to you. You hear his voice. You follow him. He takes care of you. If you understand this, my dear friends in Christ, there's no need to be afraid, because he is in you and you are in him. And he takes care of you. And he tells us today, no one can take them out of my hands, because it's what God had wanted him to do. That is his responsibility, to care for you. No one can take you out of his hands unless you so desire or you want to get out. Remember when he prayed, he said, Father, of all you have given to me, I did not allow any to live except the one who decided to get lost. He cares for you because God had handed you over to him to take care of you. And therefore, he prepares everything to make sure you are cared for. The caring God is the one who told his son, take care of them. And as he has told us today, which is very consoling, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hands. You belong there. You are one of these people he's talking about. You sitting down here and listening to my voice here, to what I'm saying right here, you are one of them. Listen, hearing him, you are one among those that cannot be taken out of his hand unless you so desire. And that was why I asked at this point when I was saying, what if you decide to hear the voice of some other thing? What if you decide to hear the voice of other people calling on you to do this or that? Then you purposely get yourself out of that. Like he says, of all you gave to me, I did not allow any of them to lose, except the one who decided. I'm not sure you are one of them. I'm not sure you are the one who has decided to get out. And if truly you know that you are not, then you are in the care of God. The Good Shepherd is here. He takes care of you. So, my dear friends in Christ, we trust him. We believe him. Let us listen to his voice. Let us follow him because he is taking care of us. May we stand up and profess our faith in God.